Over a blue sky, a dark square of film strip floats with its two tracking edges separate. The sky darkens to a backlit navy blue, the tracking edges frame the single black square, beneath it, the words, New Line Cinema. A red hue glows under the square, screen turns to blood red. Comic book pages flip past with images of superheroes engaged in combat, flickering images give way to bold white text against a red background. Marvel. Fade to black, fade in, a dark red and viscous liquid, its surface shows gentle ripples.
In the movies, Dracula wears a cape, and some old English guy always manages to save the day at the last minute with crosses and holy water. But everybody knows the movies are full of shit. The truth is, it started with Blade, and it ended with him. The rest of us were just along for the ride.
Syrian desert. Two black helicopters drop a team of four in desert camo gear with dark helmets next to an ancient stepped pyramid under a harsh sun. They climb up the steps. At the top, the last member of the team raises the sun visor to reveal a skull-like respirator mask. A digital screen displays the schematics of the ruins. One armed soldier kneels, lifts a stone in the floor. Floor collapses. Dust flies as a stone staircase appears. Team descends. Fallen stone slabs lie in the staircase. The team cracks glow sticks. They throw the now glowing sticks toward the dark bottom. The team continues to descend. The stone steps end at an old wooden ladder ahead. The team steps down the ladder. One member flashes a flashlight around, takes off helmet and mask. Other team members reach the bottom, take their headgear off. They crack more glow sticks. A dark-haired female member gazes around with a battery-powered lantern in hand. A male member turns on a flashlight, other two males with glow sticks in hand. The team shines lights on walls and different areas of the stone basement. A shoulder-length blonde-haired man picks up a piece of a broken tile with cuneiform writing on it.
What's this chicken scratch?
It's cuneiform. It's about 4,000 years old.
So why here?
Because this is the cradle of civilization.
Her pale face with fangs.
He would have been comfortable here.
I don't know, Dan. Seems like another dead end. There's something beneath us.
You find a watch?
A slick-haired man with a portable device.
Is it a body?
A scan shows a human form on the screen. The man's face lights up. He nods.
Guys?
A depression begins to form in the sandy floor. A clawed hand.
What the fuck?
Armored hand decapitates body that disintegrates. A demonic armored creature rises, cut to black. A twilight view of city skyscrapers in the distance, a time-lapse of cargo trains out in the night, posters with dark symbols flap in the wind. The moon reflects in a shallow puddle on the road, a train creeps along over a metal bridge, a mouse scurries around the ground, a motorcycle with a sticker of a cartoonish vampire on the petrol tank. A rusty workshop window, sparks fly inside. The mouse scurries along a yellow wire next to the workshop wall, leading to an explosive device with a countdown timer. Workshop warehouse explodes. A human-shaped fireball flies and lands between parked cars at a distance. A dozen people exit, some on fire who explode. New Line Cinema presents, a man in leather overcoat and shades with trimmed crew cut in front of the burning building, men run to parked vehicles. An Amen Ra Films production, The Men Ride Away. A Fang man reverses a car to the man with shades. With a sword on back, man with shades flips over the car. Car collides with a pole, explodes. Two men charge, halt as he points guns forward, kicks a third man to the ground. Men bare fangs and charge, sword man swings a chain knife around at three attackers. They disintegrate into yellow ash, he wipes the blade. Title, Blade Trinity. A large semi drives on a highway under a bridge, sword man sprints. His leather coat flaps after him, two bikes on the highway.
Stone bridge overpass.
Got it, getting westbound, I'm just beneath you. Go!
He jumps on the semi below. Tumbles, lands on a car, bares his fangs. Hops on semi. A black Dodge rockets out the back. Reverses. Dodge passes semi, chases bikers. Nitro boost. One bike crashes. Fang man on windshield. Shotgun. Shots from the car ahead. UV headlamp. Fanged occupants in car ahead disintegrate. One cowers in the backseat. Rear ends car. Car rolls and crashes into a pole, lands on its roof. Bystanders rush over. The Dodge Charger pulls up. A black boot steps onto the tarmac. Swordman steps out with a double-barreled shotgun. Reloads it with silver stakes, bystanders pull out occupant.
He's got a gun!
Bystanders disperse toward a bus stop nearby. Rescued man rises to his feet in a leather jacket, swordman approaches. Rescued man limps away from the crashed car, swordman points shotgun at him. Rescued man falls on his chest, swordman approaches him with head tilted, a silver rhombus shape on swordman's chest with a silver buckle on the belt. He kicks the fallen man onto his back, swordman kicks away the gun in his hand. A silver stake pokes out the chest.
Staked you with silver.
Swordman furrows brow.
Why aren't you ash?
Why aren't you smarter? Not a vampire, dumb shit!
Swordman gazes, raises his brow and curves his lips up.
Set your sorry ass up.
Fallen man smiles with a bloodied mouth on a rooftop behind the swordman. Dan, the dark-haired vampire, stands with a camera. She smiles. The fallen man removes his canine prosthetic. Laughs. Sword man clenches jaw. Fallen man's head falls back. Helicopter spotlight falls upon them.
Damn.
With the helicopter spotlight upon him, Swordman turns and runs away from the body toward his car. Dodge Charger escapes. Three police cruisers arrive. A skyscraper against the city skyline comes into view at night. A hand with an ornate ring on the index finger sets up a device. Dan sits facing a monitor with a video.
Oh, Blade.
Dan grins at the video showing the sword man, Blade, running from the body. Elsewhere outside, the black Dodge Charger, covered in bullet holes with a shattered windshield, it pulls up next to a large boathouse overlooking the city in the background. Blade saunters forward toward metal doors with the sword in hand, opens the door and disappears inside. A lit boat hangar sits next to the doors. Inside, the semi-driver with long gray hair and right leg in braces.
What the fuck happened tonight?
He approaches Blade twirling the sword.
How should I know?
Blade sets the sword down.
He was human.
Takes off coat.
Getting reckless, Blade. Killing vampires is clean. The ash don't leave any evidence behind. Killing humans is messy. You better hope nobody ID'd you.
This went really good.
Blade holds up the knife. The driver nods, hands Blade a metal mouthguard.
What's this?
A new delivery system for your serum. It's an effervescent inhaler. Just bite down on the mouthguard. Delivery's automatic. Some friends of mine made it.
Friends?
Yeah. You remember those?
It was horrible. The one car crashed, and then the guy in the coat was shooting the other guy. It looked like there was a lot of blood.
Thank you. That was just a taste of the mayhem that occurred during tonight's brazen shootout that left at least four people dead. Now, apparently, an anonymous citizen captured the whole event on video.
Hey, Ray, we got a lead.
Let's catch a plane, Wilson. Time to take these cowboys down.
That's what I'm talking about.
FBI headquarters. Two suited men exit the office. At night, Dan's building. Dan strolls inside with a smile. She comes downstairs, moves past two armored guards. The long blonde-haired burly man and a dark-haired woman follow Dan. Dan reaches a monitor with thermal images.
What's he been doing?
Fuck all, just feeding. Been through five of them so far.
Do you think we have enough security?
We didn't capture him. He allowed us to take him in. You understand? I'm gonna go in.
Dan sneers. She steps up to a metal door with a scanner, scans a code on her wrist. A screen reads, Danica Talos, access approved. A thick metal door swings open. Danica steps inside as others watch, a thermal image of a head raised off a human's neck. Door closes behind her. Another metal door ahead her slides open. She peeks inside with mouth open, edges forward. She steps forward into a dimlit room, eyes peeled. A trail of blood leading to a pile of young female bodies. Danica's eyes widen. A creature gnaws at a woman's neck. Its demonic silhouette rises. Large hinged jaw closes. The devoured woman falls to the floor. The creature moves in the dark. Its skull changes shape. Danica gapes. A man with short hair and bloody lips emerges from shadows.
You shouldn't have woken me.
We had to.
Danica stands rooted. The large man moves closer, faces her.
Your blood, your sacrament, can set us free now.
Chokes her.
What makes you think I care?
Your people need you.
My people.
Shoves her to the ground.
You're nothing but shadows of your former selves. Look how far you have fallen.
The world's changed since your time. The humans have a new hunter.
She peers up.
Blade.
And you'd like me to kill him, wouldn't you?
Yes.
He glares at her. A newspaper, gun-toting psycho captured on film. That's it? I'll take this too. That fucker needs a new hobby. Let's hope not. The driver walks away from the newspaper vendor. The vendor with an eye patch jerks his head above at a balcony. In the dark, someone photographs the driver.
Subject is heading west.
Got him.
The agents in a car watch the driver in an alley.
Tonight, Dr. Edgar Vance, forensic psychiatrist and author of the New York Times bestseller, Human Health, The Whole Being Breakthrough. Also with us, Martin Vreed, chief of police. They'll be here for the next hour and they'll be taking your calls. Next on Bentley Tittle, live.
A man in uniform.
Okay, Chief Vreed, what do you make of all of these rumors we've been hearing about vampires?
If vampires existed, don't you think we would have found them by now? People want to be concerned. They should focus in on characters like this Blade criminal.
Now that's the guy I want to hear about. I want to hear about this character, Blade. What about him?
He's a sociopath that we've been pursuing.
Blade is a troubled individual. I understand that he is under the impression that there is a vast conspiracy of vampires.
Yeah.
And they live amongst us. Now you've got to look at the psychiatric underpinnings of a belief.
Blade watches Dr. Vance on TV.
Congratulations. You're famous. Somebody nailed us. Faces all over the papers, television. Media's eating it up.
Like I care.
Well, you should. Something like this, taking out a human.
Driver with a gun.
As far as the rest of the world's concerned, you're public enemy number one.
Didn't know this was a popularity contest.
Damn it, Blade, don't you see what they're doing? They're waging a goddamn PR campaign. Now it's not just vampires we gotta worry about. We're gonna have to take on the rest of the world, too.
Blade rises to his feet.
You worry too much, old man.
That's why we're still alive, goddammit. I've been doing this since before you were born, Blade. You're like a son to me. I'm sorry I got old on you. I see you alone, surrounded by enemies. And it breaks my heart.
Driver limps away.
We can't win this war alone.
Outside at night.
Oh, got it.
Four punks.
Maybe on board.
Oh, looks like we got ourselves a combo meal.
A haggard woman in a bucket hat with a baby strapped to her chest. She passes buskers, she carries grocery bags in both hands, enters a railway station. The four youngsters follow the woman approaches the escalators.
Chicky, 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 chicky.
The woman goes down the escalator, a youngster on a BMX bike watches her, he grins at the others and pulls a mask with a skull over his face. The woman steps off the escalator onto an open-air railway platform. She ambles onwards on the empty dim-lit platform. She reaches a wooden bench. She glances around. Sits on the bench. She whips her head toward the empty escalator. Gazes in the other direction. A newspaper flies off a bench at a distance. She notices the escalator reverse direction and move upwards, shifts in her seat, shadows on the walls.
Oh, yeah!
What's for dinner?
The shadows disappear, she gets off the bench, darts around the platform. She backs away, hurries past a wide stone pillar.
Hey, pretty lady.
Two vampires corner her, two more come down the stairs, they toss her baby amongst them. A blonde vampire punches her.
Scream if this hurts, chica.
Masked vampire pulls out a plastic baby.
Fuck you.
Baby sprays. Woman kicks. A toe spike. The toe spike ashes a vampire, other vampires kick the woman lying on ground, she spins and kicks back. Another vampire ashes, the woman jumps to her feet. She takes her bulky coat off, a vampire jumps over the benches. They march toward each other, the woman in tight clothes raises her fists. She punches him to the ground. A vampire grabs her from behind. She breaks his arm. Punched vampire crawls away. She ashes the vampire behind her with a metal arc with a 3-foot UV ray weapon.
Scream if this hurts, Chica.
Ashes him with a spike. A train appears. The train passes to reveal an empty platform. Later, at the boathouse, the driver sits on a chair in a brown sleeveless jacket, gazes at the ring on his finger. Fiddles with the faded golden ring, Blade sits on his knees in a meditative pose with eyes closed, his gloved hands rest on his thighs, the sword vertical on his back. He sits head bowed under a faint glow in a maroon t-shirt and a sleeveless black jacket, the back of his head covered in a swirl of tattoos, he sports a groomed French cut beard. The driver raises his head up, puts his hands on the armrest, rises to his feet. He limps forward, grabs a black shotgun and limps ahead. Blade stands on a bridge in full black gear and shades. The armed driver approaches him.
What is it?
What you worried about?
The driver stands a few feet away from Blade, glances around at the empty boathouse. A yellow moon peaks from behind the clouds. A SWAT team. Blade runs, boats at the dock.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
SWAT team sweeps in. A silhouette of Blade running with sword in hand, armed SWAT members explore the boathouse. Driver shoots. SWAT team takes cover, driver limps to a computer, executes data protection routine. Screens blow up. Driver shoots a SWAT member, limps away, Blade creeps on beams overhead, the computers explode. Driver moves about, hits shot in the leg. Driver sits down. Another workstation explodes, driver types into another workstation, data protection routine executes, driver reloads his shotgun. Blade attacks. The driver gets shot, collapses. Blade fights SWAT members, driver crawls away to another workstation. Executes program. SWAT members corner driver.
Move a finger and you're dead.
Middle finger.
How's about this one?
He's got something in his head! Get out, Blade!
Boathouse explodes. Fire rises to the skies.
What's going on in there? Somebody talk to me!
Blade staggers. Stands up, gets surrounded.
Don't shoot!
Blade stands on a wooden dock in a crouched stance with hand on the sword hilt. SWAT teams surround him with guns pointed at him. Blade grits his fang teeth. He lowers the sword, stands straight, sits on the wooden planks cross-legged, flashlights mounted on the gun shine down on him. He sets the sword down. Blade hangs his head. Grits his teeth, raises his head with brow taut. Morning, a time-lapse of skyscrapers into the night. Police department building, inside, Blade sits on a chair in a red t-shirt and black pants with hands cuffed behind his back. Agents move around him, Blade sits eyes closed.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
Two agents stand facing him. Blade opens his eyes, glances around.
Special Agents Ray Cumberland, Wilson Hale, FBI. We've been tracking you a long time.
Hale nods.
Whistler.
Dead.
Blade peers at Hale with forehead wrinkled.
Just like all your victims.
Blade lowers his head.
Say, how many people have you killed, Blade? 30, 40, 50?
Tattoo swirls on Blade's neck.
1,182. But they were all familiars. People who work with them.
Oh. And by them, you mean vampires, right?
Agent Hale struts with hands in his pockets. Blade peers at them with taut brow.
You can keep doing your song and dance as long as you want, Blade. It's not gonna play. We know what you are. You're a stone-cold killer.
And you're sick as fuck.
Let's leave the diagnosis to the professionals.
Suited Dr. Vance in glasses.
Hello, Blade. My name is Dr. Vance. I've been charged with giving you a psychiatric evaluation.
Vance approaches Blade.
Gentlemen, would you mind giving us just a couple of minutes alone?
It's all yours.
Ray and Hale saunter out the interrogation room. Ray stares at Blade. A silhouette watches through the one-way mirror. Vance sits on a chair facing Blade. A reflection of Chief Martin in the glass.
I know this must be very frightening for you, but I want you to know that I'm here to help.
Blade stares at Vance.
But in order for me to do that, I'm going to have to ask you a couple of questions, okay? Can you tell me what day it is?
Blade lowers his gaze. Vance tenses his mouth.
How about the president? Do you know who's in the White House right now?
An asshole.
Blade raises his chin with eyes closed. Vance tenses his mouth, shifts in his seat.
All right. Let's talk about vampires. What can you tell me about them?
Blade shoots him a piercing gaze with eerie brown eyes.
They exist.
Are you one of them?
Blade turns his head away, gazes at the floor.
What about blood? When you drink blood, do you feel yourself becoming sexually aroused?
Blade raises his gaze with head tilted.
You see, it seems to me that this business of vampirism has strong connotations of sexual confusion. Bodily fluids being exchanged, that sort of thing, and you have to ask yourself where that comes from.
Blade studies the interrogation room.
And I'm wondering what your relationship was like with your mother.
Blade looks into Vance's eyes. Vance leans in.
Were the two of you very close?
Blade glares at Vance.
Shit.
Blade jerks. Vance shudders. Vance exits.
He's psychotic.
No shit.
For his safety and for the public's, I'm recommending that he be transferred immediately to county psychiatric.
That man is my prisoner. He's wanted in connection with a laundry list of federal crimes.
Hold on, gentlemen. We're in my jurisdiction now. You got a problem with that? You talk to the local magistrate.
That man is my prisoner. Don't fuck with my thing.
There's a team from the hospital affecting the transfer immediately.
You're supposed to be working with us on this, Chief.
Not this time.
Agents leave. Inside the interrogation room, Vance unrolls a leather case with syringes and vials.
This is just a little something to keep you compliant.
Vance pokes the needle into the vial.
Yeah, the usual dose for this sort of thing is 200-300 milligrams, but I think with a big strapping hybrid like yourself, kick it up to a couple thousand. You don't have a problem with needles, do you?
Vance injects Blade's neck. Blade winces.
There. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Vance stands behind Blade, leans in.
Ooh, you're weak. In need of your serum. That must be a bad feeling.
Blade's eyelids droop.
Who would have imagined a mere human like me could have overpowered you?
Blade stares into his eyes.
You're one of them. A familiar.
Vance shows Blade a wrist tattoo of a glyph with lines in a circle.
Going on 5 years now.
Blade studies the tattoo. Vance covers his wrist.
It's the end game, Blade.
All their plans are coming to fruition. Why don't you just sit back and enjoy the show?
Vance pats Blade's shoulder and exits.
I hate familiars.
Blade grits his teeth. Behind the mirror, Martin and Vance shake hands. Martin's wrist bears the same glyph tattoo.
That's why we're still alive, goddammit.
You're like a son to me.
Blade sweats, shakes his head.
Sorry I got old on you. I see you alone, surrounded by enemies. It breaks my heart.
Fade to black. Elevator opens, Danica with her gang. Danica smiles at the reception. An officer gestures her ahead. In a well-lit corridor, Danica with ID tag followed by her vampire gang.
Hi, Blade. So glad to finally meet you. I am such a fan.
Danica faces Blade.
I like your tattoos.
Blade's head lowered.
Do they mean anything?
She scoffs.
Are you okay? Are you tired?
She sits in Blade's lap. Rubs his chest. Blade snaps. Danica jolts.
We moved the humans around. Like pawns. We used them to flesh it out.
Danica stands up, nods at the blonde vampire who faces Blade. A suited vampire unlocks Blade's metal arm restraints. Blonde vampire leans low.
You're not so big.
You're all alone, Blade. No one's gonna help you now.
Danica sneers. The last restraint opens. A vampire flies through the one-way mirror, ashes midair. A man jumps in with a name tag. My name is Fuck You.
Evening, ladies.
King Ash is a vampire, Blade's mouth with a respirator.
Wake up, Blade, this is your rescue.
Danica dodges King's bullets, Blonde grabs King. Blade kicks suited vampire. Blade breaks restraints as the gang runs, King's gun out of reach. Blade drops mouthguard. Blade arches back. Blade attacks the blonde.
Go!
King grabs his electronic pistol, runs after the gang. Blonde rises in corridor and runs. Blade spots his clothes, steps into the corridor in full black gear. Blade and King fight the officers through the police station. They slam the officers into walls. Woman from the station.
This way!
Blade stares at the woman with arrows.
Blade! You're dead!
Pin from both sides.
Get up!
King throws Blade a gun. Blade jumps inside the vents.
Hey, whoa, where are you going? Where the fuck is he going? This is supposed to be a rescue!
Get back!
We're pinned down!
I can't shoot around corners.
I can.
Whistler snaps open a futuristic compound bow. Arrow hits wall, turns. Arrow tip UV blast. Whistler ashes another. Whistler and King dash toward the stairwell. King sprints through the police station lobby, followed by Whistler toward the glass entrance doors. They run into the street. Police cruisers arrive.
Okay. We're fucked.
We're fine.
Blade jumps out from six stories above. He lands behind them on his hand and a knee with his sword raised. He stands up, checks the sword.
Forgot my sword.
Blade stares, King tilts his head. A 70s Land Cruiser reaches the trio.
Come on!
The trio dash toward it as the cops shoot. The SUV drives off, blonde vampire runs after it.
Abby.
An arrow sinks in the vampire's eye.
We got him.
A bald driver.
We'll be there soon.
Who the hell are you people?
Well, my name is Hannibal King. And this little hellion right here is Abigail.
Whistler's daughter.
Blade rides shotgun with King and Abby in the back. The SUV pulls into an abandoned parking lot under the cover of darkness. It comes to a halt next to wooden pallets lying around. Everyone exits the vehicle.
Thought the vampires killed Whistler's family.
They did. I was born later out of wedlock.
The trio ambles on, King in the back.
When I came of age, I tracked my dad down and I told him I wanted in. Been doing it ever since.
A little girl in a beanie and winter clothes peers from above the rafters at them. The trio climbs upstairs.
Welcome to the Honeycomb Hideout.
How do you bankroll this operation?
I date a lot of older men.
King scans Blade's face.
Come on, man, I'm joking. You met Dex. This is Hedges. Summerfield, she's the one who built that new serum inhaler of yours. That runt you saw earlier, that was Summerfield's daughter, Zoe.
A short man and a blonde woman in shades.
We call ourselves the Night Stalkers.
Sounds like rejects from a Saturday morning cartoon.
Well, we were going to go with the Care Bears, but that was taken.
King with a short boxed beard stares at Blade.
How many of you are there?
There's enough. We operate in sleeper cells. When one goes down, another cell activates to pick up the slack.
And consider us your reinforcements.
Blade faces Dex.
What, you amateurs are supposed to be helping me?
Blade wanders about, scoffs and points.
You? Look at you. You're kids. You're not ready to roll with this. I mean, look at the way you dressed. Was that supposed to be tactical? What is this? What is that? Fuck you. It's a joke, huh? The fuck is wrong with you? You think this is a joke? You think this is a fucking sitcom?
Okay, first off, that's just rude. Second, I'm pretty sure we saved your ass back there.
Blade mock chokes himself.
I'm impressed.
Look, Blade. My father meant for us to help you. Like it or not, we are all you got.
The hell makes you think you know about hunting vampires?
Well, just for starters.
King bears midriff.
I used to be one.
A glyph on the gut.
Do I pass the audition?
King glares at Blade, who scoffs.
Rookies.
Danica's penthouse.
Fucking Hannibal King!
I should have ripped his bleeding heart out when I had the chance.
Danica sits on a table as others sit around. Blonde vampire pulls arrow out his eye.
We had Blade. We had him!
Danica kicks a female.
And don't tell me I told you so, Asher.
What's wrong, Half-Pint? You need a timeout?
Blow me.
A suited Asher chuckles.
We got caught with our pants down.
Pants down? They pretty much fucking ass-raped us.
Oh, you loved it.
Has he been told?
A figure emerges.
About your failure.
He steps out the shadows.
Yes.
He approaches the long table.
Maybe it's time I joined the game.
At the Night Stalker's headquarters, King pulls a disc out his custom electric gun, places it in a computer slot.
You know the kind of woman that just screams trouble? You see her, and every warning bell in your brain starts going off, but you still manage to ask for her number. Well, that's all I ever hook up with. But this Betty...
A video of Danica dodging bullets.
She blew them all away in the shitstorm sweepstakes. Her name is Danica Talos. You met her earlier. And unlike typical vampires, her fangs are located in her vagina.
Blade watches the video. King reads his face.
Moving on. The man on her left is her brother, Asher. And this walking diaper stain is Jarkko Grimwood.
Blonde vampire.
I picked Danica up in a bar and spent the next 5 years playing hide-and-go-suck as her little vampire cabana boy. Eventually, Abigail found me. Summerfield managed to treat me with a cure, and now I kill them. And that's basically turning a frown upside down.
King nods tight-lipped, Abby with half a smile.
We need to pull our resources, Blade.
We?
Blade raises brow, Abby stares.
Yeah, we. He's come back.
Blade raises brow at King. King hands a comic to Blade.
Take a look at this.
Comic title, The Tomb of Dracula, Lord of Vampires. Blade chucks it aside.
You gotta be kidding me.
Blade notices an ancient half-broken demonic statue.
He's real, Blade. This is a piece of his armor. With it, we were able to extrapolate a basic idea of what this fucker looked like. Check this out.
Rendition of Armored Demon.
Dracula's only one of the names he's gone by. The Babylonians worshipped him as Dagon, and now they call him Drake. If you believe in the legends, he was born in ancient Sumeria.
A fiery mist flows into Informidable Armor, a tiled pattern with a demonic drawing.
Nobody really knows the specifics of his origin, but we do know this.
Blood drops fall on the tiles, dark red liquid surface ripples.
He was the first of his kind. The patriarch of Hominis Nocturna.
A glyph glows on red surface, a face rises out, the face transforms into a demonic horned entity.
He was born perfect.
Spikes fold out of the demonic entity.
And just like the great white shark, this guy has never had to evolve. Forget the movies, forget the books, there's no happy ending with this guy.
Flashes of the demon, a sword with glyphs on the blade.
He's been there, moving behind the scenes, cutting a bloody fucking path through the ages, until suddenly...
Red flashes, King snaps his fingers.
Just like that.
Demon's human form sinks under the red liquid surface.
He up and disappeared. And then we heard a rumor. The vampires were searching for him. Some say he'd been sleeping through the ages, that he'd retreated from a world he'd become disgusted with. And according to our information, they found him in Iraq about 6 months ago. And he was pissed.
In the morning, a time lapse of the city traffic at an intersection, Drake meanders forward on a crowded sidewalk. Drake strolls with a blank expression amidst a sea of rushing humanity. In a dark blazer with a cross and ornate neckwear, Drake strolls under the twilight night sky. A time lapse of the city skyscrapers, the sun sets, skyscrapers bathed in the night sky. Drake continues roaming the now less crowded sidewalks at night. He comes to a halt next to a shop with Dracula bobbleheads in the window display. Drake enters the shop with vampire novelties and Halloween merchandise. A goth girl with braids glances at Drake. A goth young man eats cereal at the counter in a netted top and mascara around his eyes. Drake steps to the counter.
In the window. You sell vampire merchandise?
Girl smiles.
Yeah. Look around.
You might have a few things.
Goth guy smirks. Girl stands up.
We've got Dracula lunchboxes. Did you see those? There's bobbleheads, keychains. We've got just about anything. Even vampire vibrators.
The girl grabs a phallus-shaped toy with Dracula head at the tip.
Was there something special you needed?
Drake notices Count Chocula cereal box.
Hey, guy. She's talking to you.
Drake puts cereal box back on the shelf. He swaggers over to the counter with a glare, faces the goth guy.
What? You want to kiss me, pretty boy?
Goth guy flies out the window. Drake grabs the girl, throws her over a tattoo reclining chair, bites her neck. Blood gushes down her neck. Drake's face skin undulates. Later at the Night Stalker's headquarters.
Why wake up Drake now?
That's exactly what we've been trying to figure out.
When I was under the Fang, there used to be talk about some kind of vampire final solution. But I could never figure out why they'd want to destroy their food source. I mean, that makes no sense, right? They've always had plans for the human race, and it seems likely that whatever they're cooking up, Drake's return is part of it. Let's face it, we are fighting a losing battle here. So we kill a few hundred of them a year, big deal. There are thousands of them out there, maybe tens of thousands. We need a new tactic.
Like what?
A biological weapon.
Sommerfield sits on a chair.
For you sighted people.
She runs her fingers over a braille keyboard.
Here's a little show and tell.
Images of a cell.
For the last year, I've been working with synthesized DNA in order to create an artificial virus targeted specifically at vampires. We're calling it Daystar.
Think about it, Blade. We could wipe them all out in one single move.
So what's been holding you back?
The lethality in vampires is still spotty.
The bottom line is we need a better strand of DNA to work with.
Abby stares at Blade.
We need Dracula's blood.
Because Dracula is the progenitor of the vampire race, his DNA is still pure. It hasn't been diluted by 100 generations of selective mutation. We get his blood, we can boost Daystar's viral efficacy to 100%.
All the vampires go bye-bye.
Zoe draws in a corner.
So, can we just go right ahead and sign you up for one of our secret Night Stalker decoder rings?
Blade stares at King. Later, the trio approach Hedges behind a computer.
Holy shit. Gentlemen and hottie, we have a wide assortment of ass-kickery for your viewing pleasure today. Electronic pistol comes in a variety of tasty calibers.
Blade examines a bullet.
Explosive rounds.
Yeah.
With a concentrated burst of UV light instead of your standard hollow points. I call them sun dogs. Hedges, supersize me, sweetheart.
Hedges lifts a big gun with a triangular barrel.
This little pea shooter. It's a modified version of the Army's objective individual combat weapon. Pick your poison, sun dogs, stakes, heat-seeking mini rockets. Basically, whatever gets you hard, this puppy will pump them out. Of course, doesn't have the range of a sword.
God. Over here, we call this the UV arc.
Abby's platform weapon.
Sorry. The two points are connected by a powerful UV laser,
Hedges,
which...
I'll take it from here.
Yes.
Abby holds the arc laser.
This bad boy's half as hot as the sun and can cut through vampires like a knife through butter.
Arc folds shut.
We're still trying to sort out fact from fiction when it comes to Dracula. Turning into mist? Kinda doubt it. With general shape-shifting? Maybe.
Not into a bat or a wolf or anything like that, but another human, with practice, could be possible.
Blade observes Hedges.
Because he wouldn't have a traditional skeletal structure, something more like a snake's with thousands of tiny bones.
I have a question about that, Hedges. Have you ever been laid?
Many times. With ladies.
Morning at the docks.
Time for a little fresh air. Weakest link. The vampire chain of command has always been there. Familiars. Since the vampires can't go out in the daylight, they get the humans to do all their dirty work. We bleed the wannabe.
Blade and King.
Sooner or later, they take us right to the V.
Dex appears.
I got you some new wheels. You took care of it now.
A black SUV. Blade and King enter the vehicle. Blade notices Abby in the back with an iPod plugged in a laptop.
She's making playlists.
She likes to listen to MP3s when she hunts. It's like her own internal soundtrack, you know? Darkcore, trip-hop, whatever kids are listening to these days. Me, I'm more of a David Hasselhoff fan, you know?
Abby puts earphones in, Blade peers at a nodding king. A hunting montage. The trio beats familiars, glyph tattoos on each. Trio neutralizes more threats. A man dangles a few feet off the ground in the middle of a spiral parking lot, gets pulled up by a rope around his ankle. Blade pulls up the rope from the roof of a multi-storied structure. King and Abby watch.
Eventually, you know your head is gonna pop off.
Fuck, no, no, please, please, please.
Who's your handler?
I don't know my fucking handler, I swear, I swear. Oh shit, please, please.
Blade glances at Abby, then at King, who shrug. Blade gazes at the man dangling off the railing.
Oh, it's you. I'll take that. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
He hands Blade the phone. Evan's calling. Blade picks up.
Hello? Hello?
Vance exits his convertible.
Hello, this is Dr. Vance. You paged me.
It's for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Blade returns phone.
Hello?
Blade lets the rope go. King gawks.
You know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing. Also, just a thought, but you might want to consider blinking once in a while.
Blade stops walking, turns his head toward King. King shifts on his feet.
I'm sorry, I ate a lot of sugar today.
King avoids his gaze and gulps. Abby in shades observes. Blade turns away from King, passes him by. On the sidewalk, Trio swaggers forward, Abby with a quiver of arrows, King with dual pistols on a belt holster. They enter a building, Vance Institute.
Hey, you just can't walk in here like that!
King tackles a guard. Blade and Abby march forward toward another guard post with a metal detector.
Excuse me, sir.
Guard at reception on the phone. King points gun.
Don't do that.
Guard puts the phone down. King backs toward the stairs. Trio climbs stairs. Blade leads. Blade punches a doctor. Trio reaches the reception.
Where's Vance?
I'm sorry, but you can't see Dr. Vance right now.
Blade shoots Locke.
Sit.
Receptionist cowers. The trio barges into an office. Vance with ornate neckwear.
Can I help you?
Remember me? Time for Baymac.
All right, Vance, what the hell do you know?
Trio surround him. King notices a dead body.
Oh, Jesus. It's him. Abby, it's Drake.
Vance dodges stake. Face morphs into Drake's. Drake takes King hostage. His hand around King's neck, Abby and Blade point guns.
So, you're the hunter they all fear. I had a feeling about you.
Just shoot him!
Go ahead, Blade. Show me what you're made of.
Drake stakes King. Drake out the window. Blade jumps out after him. Drake lands on a sedan rooftop on his feet. Blade lands on sedan, a chase ensues. Blade chases Drake through a crowd. Drake sprints on the road. Drake enters a building. Apartment complex stairwell. Drake jumps into the next building. Blade reaches the building rooftop. He jogs around the rooftop, eyes peeled. Tall skyscrapers surround the building. Blade marches forward toward the edge of the rooftop. He steps over to the edge of the roof. He notices Drake on a lower adjacent roof with a baby. Drake stands atop the stone railing under the shining sun in a white shirt, holds the baby in one hand. Blade approaches him. Blade jumps atop the railing, steps closer.
Careful, Daywalker.
Drake dangles the baby.
I've been told about you, your weakness for humans.
Why'd you kill Vance?
It outlived his purpose. He died a good death. Quick. Clean.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You will.
Blade shoots a sideways glare.
How are you able to survive in sunlight?
Haven't you read Stoker's fable? I was the first of the vampires. I am unique.
So that's why they brought you back.
Of course. They believed through me they could become Daywalkers.
Sun gleams down on Drake. He gazes below at the busy intersection.
Look at them down there, scurrying around like insects. They don't know anything about honor or living by the sword. Not like you and I do. Do you think they could ever grasp what it means to be immortal?
You're not immortal. I must have heard hundreds of you rodents make the same claim. Each one of them have tasted the end of my sword.
Perhaps I will too then. But I think it is more likely the next time we meet, you fall before mine.
Blade catches the throne baby. Blade turns, runs his gaze around the rooftop. It lies empty. Blade grits teeth, looks at the baby.
Kuchiko.
Vance's office.
Did you see that guy? We're gonna lose, man. We're gonna... Oh! God! We're gonna fucking lose! Ugh. Whoa. Hold on. What is that? What are you doing?
It's an elastic protein, okay? It's gonna stop the hemorrhaging.
Okay. Is it gonna hurt?
It's gonna sting a little.
Really?
King bleeds. Wound foams up.
Fuck me! Ah!
Later at headquarters, Abby wanders around hand on head.
I had a family once. Wife, two daughters.
Flashback of old Whistler. Abby takes off her weapons.
Then a drifter came calling one evening. A vampire.
Abby with bloody arms.
He toyed with him first.
She pulls the glove off her hand.
Tried to make me decide which order they die in. I've been doing this a long time. Since before you were born.
I don't want this life for you, Abby.
Abby saunters past the lockers. A pair of feet on a wet tiled floor next to a drain with water and blood sinking into it. Water washes down skin covered in blood. Abby tilts her head. Shower hits her face. Patches of blood stain her jawline. Arms. Limbs. Abby sits eyes closed on the white tiled floor hugging her knees. Her shins covered in blood under the shower. Abby Abby opens her eyes. Later, King in bed.
It is this.
Abby and Blade.
Oh, no. Hey, Blade. I got a question for you. Say we're successful, say we wipe out all the vampires. What then, huh? You ever ask yourself that?
A bandage on King's chest.
And somehow I don't picture you teaching karate at the local Y.
King waggles brow at Blade. Blade leaves. A black and white movie plays on a screen. Abby approaches King's bed.
He hates me, doesn't he?
Yeah.
They gape. Outside, Blade bites down on the mouthguard. It lights up with a blue LED. Blade hunches back and forth, grits his teeth. Little Zoe approaches Blade from behind. He notices her.
Why do you do that?
He faces Zoe.
Because there's something bad inside of me. This keeps it from getting out.
Why can't you just be nice?
Because the world isn't nice.
Blade turns away from Zoe, faces the city lights in the distance.
I found where the vampires are working.
Biomedica Enterprises. They've been buying up all sorts of supplies. All right, check it out.
Biomedica documents.
Tac polymerase. Bone marrow growth supplement. Genetic sequencing enzymes.
You want a party favor?
Lucky seven. Silver hollow points.
Done.
Hedges leaves. Blade and Abby exchange looks. At night, a sedan races down a dirt road. The sedan drives off the dirt path into a clearing. It reaches a silver sports car parked outside a large warehouse. A female from Danica's gang sits on the hood. She smokes a cigarette. Chief Martin in a suit exits the sedan, marches up to her.
You wanted to see me?
We've got trouble.
Got a little moonlighting, Chief?
Shit!
Abby points a gun at the Chief. He stops reaching for his gun, raises his hands up. Abby walks toward him, removes Chief's gun from his jacket holster. Abby retreats, Blade steps forward.
What are you doing here? Talk.
Blade faces the female.
Talk.
Blade punches her.
Spill it.
You know what we're doing.
What's inside?
She lunges. Abby ashes her. Blade stares at Abby, who shrugs.
Now, what's behind door number one?
Blade faces a wide-eyed chief.
Can't tell you. They'll kill me.
Kill you, motherfucker. I'll kill you. I'll just enjoy it better.
Blade shoves the chief toward the warehouse. They march forward. Large metal doors stand closed next to a lit-up scanner. Blade grabs Chief's wrist, scans the glyph. The metal doors swing open. Abby points two handguns forward. Blade pushes the Chief inside the doors. They enter the dimlit warehouse. Abby keeps a gun pointed at the Chief.
Lights.
Chief turns on the lights. Abby's mouth hangs open.
God in heaven.
Hundreds of human cadavers hang from gantries, preserved in fluid-filled pods with plastic film casing, suspended by wires like nightmarish marionettes. The bodies are hooked up to an elaborate system of biosensor feeds and IVs.
What is this place?
It's a blood farming facility.
They saunter forward. Abby wanders around slack-jawed.
Vampires decided that hunting humans on a piecemeal basis was too inefficient. Why kill your prey when you can keep them alive?
Staff in white lab coats sit behind the computers.
Under optimal conditions, a donor can generate anywhere from 50 to 100 pints of blood. Productive.
Where do you get all these people?
They got processing centers in every major city. In any given time, there's what? 2-3 million homeless wandering around America? They just pull them in off the streets. Nobody cares about them. We're doing this country a service, really.
Blade claps.
Vampire final solution.
Are they aware? Do
Do they feel anything?
They're in a chemical-induced coma. They're brain dead.
Blade grits, grabs Chief, presses his face against the plastic.
Look at this. This is the future you want. Don't you think they have a place for you in their future?
We don't have a choice. They're going to win. Can't you see that? Just come back. There's nothing stopping them now.
There's me. Go.
Blade shoves Chief aside.
You got 20 seconds.
Chief pauses, turns, and takes off toward the exit.
20.
Blade shoots the chief, who collapses in the distance. Abby turns to the noise. Blade approaches a female staff member.
Shut down password. What is it?
Harvest.
Blade leans in.
Put it in.
The girl with a ponytail types away at the keyboard. Vertical columns on the screen shrink into a flatline one by one. Monitors connected to the pods display a glowing human shape that drains to gray.
Let's go.
Blade turns, marches off toward the exit. Abby appears, she runs after Blade. They head toward the cars parked outside. A yellow strobe beacon rotates next to the gantries. Night Stalker headquarters.
Now, Gnome King, having never tried to be good, was very bad indeed.
A figure on security cams.
Having decided to conquer the land of Oz.
King rests, Hedges and Dex shoot hoops. A figure in a dark jacket, Dex and Hedges play basketball indoors. Sommerfield reads to Zoe in her lap from a braille book.
This ain't no video game.
Hedges shoots, above them Whistler. King in a white wife beater lies on his reclined bed with eyes closed, a thick pillow under his head. Whistler appears by the bedside in a white shirt and a dark open jacket. King's eyes open, he notices Whistler. King's brow furrows, he raises his head off the pillow, blinks rapidly.
Dude, you're dead.
Whistler places his hand on King's mouth. Whistler's eyes morph.
Mom, the lights are weird.
Zoe looks up at the blinking lights.
What do you mean?
They're going on and off.
Sommerfield's smile fades, she pushes Zoe off her lap.
Guys?
She pulls Zoe close.
Zoe, I want you to go, and I want you to hide, okay, like we talked about. Go on.
Sommerfield at the bottom of the stairs in the dark, a cane in hand, she edges forward in the dark. The cane taps on the wooden floor, Sommerfield steps through a puddle of blood. Next to her feet, a foot and a hand in a pool of blood. Hedges and Dex lie on their backs, a trail of blood around their necks. Sommerfield passes by the bodies, in the shadows near the computers behind Sommerfield. Whistler. Sommerfield saunters on, chin raised, dark glasses over her eyes, her face scrunches up, trembles. She edges forward toward a desk in the dimlit area. She turns and points the electronic pistol at Whistler. Turns and aims it behind her. She lowers the handgun. Moves backwards. Her face tightens, brow furrows, she trembles. Shakes. She turns her chin. Sniffs. Behind. Drake. Zoe sits crouched inside a tiny boxed space, hugging her knees. Her blonde hair rests on her shoulders. Clad in a light blue top and gray denim, she sits behind a vent cover. A pair of legs walk past her. She gapes at them wide-eyed, trembling. She sits frozen, then crawls forward toward the vent. She crawls on all fours, eyes peeled above. She retreats as a Fang Drake's fingers elongate toward her. Outside in the dark, the black SUV pulls up to the headquarters and parks. Blade and Abby exit the SUV. Blade twirls the sword in his hand. They step toward the headquarters.
Something's not right.
Headquarters sits in the darkness. Inside, Abby stalks forward with a flashlight in hand.
King!
Abby holds the flashlight in her left hand raised above her shoulder with a gun in the right hand pointed forward. Blade marches beside her, eyes peeled. They reach King's bed. The beam of the flashlight shines down an empty tossed bed surrounded by a mess. An open-mouthed Abby glances at Blade standing in the shadows. She turns and advances toward the next room. Blade stands rooted, tightens his mouth, glances behind and above him. He turns and follows Abby into the next room. They split up. Abby explores the ground floor. Blade sprints up the stairs. Abby's flashlight illuminates two bloodied bodies lying crumpled, Dex and Hedges. She points her gun at the empty railing above. She lowers the flashlight at the bodies again. Abby's curly brown long hair tumbles over her shoulders. She backs away from the bodies, keeping her gun pointed toward them. Bumps into someone behind. Blade pushes her gun away from his chest. Abby catches her breath. She stalks past Blade.
Zoe!
Abby edges forward through racks covered in looming shadows.
Zoe!
Whisper!
Abby whips her head around. She moves through the dark toward Blade, gazing at the floor. She shuts off the flashlight. Blade gazes at the floor, then toward the wall, then toward Abby. Abby lingers a few paces away from him. She steps closer. Abby steps into the large shower covered with white curtains. On a curtain, capital letters scribbled in blood, "Immortality will come to such as are fit for it." Abby faces the curtains and lingers. She advances toward the curtains. She pulls the curtains apart. She breaks down. Sommerfeld's body propped up in mock crucifixion with bloody wounds around her neck. Abby unties Sommerfeld's wrists from the shower curtain rods. She supports Sommerfeld's body weight and unties the left wrist. Blade steps forward. Abby hugs Sommerfeld's body sitting on the white tiled floor. Blade stands a few paces away behind Abby.
Use it. Use it. Use it.
Blade raises his chin. Later at Danica's penthouse, a fluffy dog licks King's face. He pushes the dog aside. Dog's jaw unhinges open.
Jesus Christ!
King jolts up.
What the fuck?
Good dog.
What the fuck?
A half-naked King points. Asher picks the dog up.
His name's Pac-Man. We've been porting the vampire gene into other species. Experimenting.
You made a goddamn vampire Pomeranian?
Yeah.
Grimwood snarls at the dog who unhinges jaw.
Precious in me.
Well, that depends who you ask, because clearly this dog has a bigger dick than you.
Grimwood sneers.
And when the fuck did you see my dick, fuckface?
Kicks a chained King.
Ow! I was talking to her!
Danica sits on a chair in a fur scarf. She rises.
Poor King.
Anil King.
You look so...
destroyed!
She kicks King's face. He falls back, shakes his head.
Maybe you're in that chair.
Danica grabs King's hair. Asher sets a metal chair in front of him. She runs her hand on King's cheek and sits, tastes her fingers.
You're tasting a little bland, lover.
Are you getting enough fatty acids in your diet? Have you tried lake trout?
She smirks.
Mackerel.
How about you take a sugar-frosted fuck off the end of my dick?
And how about everyone here not saying the word dick anymore? It provokes my envy.
Danica sneers at King. She glances up at Grimwood caressing Pac-Man. She leans back in her chair.
Tell us about Blade, King. What's this weapon he's been planning?
I can tell you two things.
King gulps with a furtive glance.
One, your hairdo is ridiculous. Two, I ate a lot of garlic. And I just farted. Silent but deadly.
Grimwood chokes King.
Spit it out, you fucking fruitcake.
All right. Fuck, I'll tell you about the weapon.
Grimwood releases him. Asher leans against a wall.
It's a new flavor crystal formula. Twice the chocolatey goodness, half the calories, plus it helps prevent tooth decay. There.
Danica raises her arm. Grimwood stops mid-swing. King sits cowered. Grimwood backs away.
You're brave, King. I'll give you that. But underneath all that swagger, I know what you really fear. What would hurt you more than anything else?
Danica's heel stabs King's chest wound. She puts her foot down. Danica leans in close to King's face. She lowers her eyes to the glyph tattoo on King's gut below the navel.
You don't want to go back to being one of us, do you?
She gazes at King with brow puckered. She leans back. King's eyes search the floor, his eyelids tremor.
I'm gonna bite you again, King. And I'm gonna leave you here while you turn. I'm going to watch you day after day as the thirst keeps building.
King avoids Danica's gaze.
And then, when you can't stand it anymore.
Vault doors open.
I'm gonna bring the little girl in here.
Drake walks in with Zoe.
For you to feed on.
King's face tightens.
Would you like that, King?
Danica whispers in King's ear.
Would you enjoy taking her life?
Zoe stands wide-eyed with Drake's hands on her shoulders. Danica moves away from King. Asher and Grimwood smirk, Drake with a fixed stare, King's tense brows flicker. Danica leans back in her chair and crosses her legs.
Now we're getting somewhere, my pet.
At the Night Stalker's headquarters, an array of bottles sit on a desk. Abby tinkers with her compound bow. She picks up an arrow. Places it in a slot with its tail touching the string. At the white metal railing above, Blade appears. Abby adjusts the bow's precision.
Are you alright?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Abby stands facing the bow set in a horizontal position.
Don't let it turn inward.
It already has.
Blade turns and disappears, Abby's fixed gaze on the compound bow. Later, Abby stands facing six human-shaped targets at a shooting range. She pulls out an arrow and sets it on the bow, raises to aim. The arrow flies, a screen clocks the speed at 240 feet per second, Abby reloads. The screen flashes 242 FPS, Abby aims again. 269, 285, 302, 315. Nine arrows buried in the target in the shape of a cross. Mounted guns auto-aim at an approaching man, Abby joins Blade.
He's one of ours.
My name is Calder. I'll be your driver this evening.
A tall bearded blonde man in a leather jacket. Later, the SUV pulls up on a bed of grass. The trio enter a dark building.
Summerfield left you a video message.
A warehouse corridor lights up a passage, Summerfield on the computer screen.
If you're watching this, I'm already dead. Zoe's alive. I want you to promise me that you'll take care of her, okay? I've been reading her the Oz books every night.
Summerfield smiles.
We just started reading The Emerald City of Oz. You know, the one with the gnome king.
Summerfield forces a smile. Abby wells up.
I think I've managed to cultivate a workable strain of the Daystar virus. As a precaution, I transmitted the genetic sequence to Calder in case our main stock was destroyed. In order for it to achieve maximum lethality, you're going to need to interfuse it with Drake's blood. Now, if it works, every vampire in the immediate vicinity should die almost instantly. There's one other thing. Blade, you need to know that there's a chance the virus could destroy you too. Because you're a hybrid, I'm not sure if your immune system will be able to tolerate it.
Abby glances at Blade.
I'm sorry. We just didn't have enough time to properly test it.
So, shall we take a look at the plague arrow?
Blade gazes at Calder.
I only had time to fabricate a small amount of Daystar.
An aluminum case.
However, I was able to outfit it.
Razor arrowhead tip tube.
A compressed gas projectile.
Calder lifts it.
So it can be shot from one of the four-barrel rifles. Or a bow.
Hands it over to a staring Abby.
Anyway, you must be sure that the shot counts. You'll simply not have enough for a second shot.
Abby glares, nods. She glances over at Blade. Blade shrugs. Later, an aerial view of the city nightlights with traffic below.
Do you know who I am?
You're the Gnome King.
Drake leans toward Zoe.
Huh.
Zoe chained to an armor.
The Gnome King. How sweet.
He kneels by her.
Tell me, child. Do you want to die?
I'm not afraid. I'll go to heaven.
There is no heaven. No God, no angels. The only thing in your future is nothingness. But what if you could change that? What if you could remain a child forever? Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't you accept that gift?
Zoe's lips twitch.
My friends are coming to kill you.
She locks eyes with Drake and blinks. Blade puts on a black glove with metal knuckle studs. He picks up his sword. Two pistols and mags sit on the table. Blade runs a red cloth along the sword's shining blade. Abby adjusts her belt buckle. Shadows dance upon the resting metal pistols. Abby's fingers on a laptop. Screen shows songs updating on Abby's iPod. Abby focuses on the screen. Blade inspects his sword. Abby puts on her red gloves. Blade swings the sword and sheathes it. They gear up. Abby grabs the virus. Blade pockets his knives. Abby with earphones on a blue bike, Blade wears his shades, rides a black bike. They zoom down the road. Grimwood punches King. A chained King writhes. Grimwood licks his bloody knuckle.
Oh, gonna be sorry you did that.
Why?
Asher kicks his face.
Nobody's coming for you, King shit.
Asher spits on King.
Sure they are. God! See, one of the things you
fuckheads need to know about us Night Stalkers is that when you join our club, you get all sorts of groovy little door prizes. And one of them is this nifty little tracking node surgically implanted in your body.
Bullshit.
Grimwood slaps the back of King's head.
See, when one of us goes missing, the others, they just dial up the satellite, which is in space. And then presto, instant cavalry.
Asher claps.
You like that, huh? Go fuck your sister.
Okay, King.
Danica steps forward.
Where is this tracking node of yours?
It's in my left ass cheek. Fine. It's in my right ass cheek. Okay, I'm sick. Okay, seriously now. It's in the meat of my butt, just below the Hello Kitty tattoo.
Danica knees his chest.
Seriously, just pull down my tidy whities and see for yourself.
Enough! It's not funny anymore.
No, it's not, you horse-humping bitch. But it will be a few seconds from now.
Huh? Do you see that tickle that you're feeling in the back of your throat right now?
Grimwood chokes.
That's atomized colloidal silver.
Shiny particles.
It's being pumped through the building's air conditioning system, you cock-juggling thunder cunt!
Particles fly out the vent above. Grimwood coughs fire.
Which means the fat lady should be singing right about now.
King glares at the ceiling, raises brow and gazes around the ceiling.
This is awkward.
Grimwood wheezes.
Do you have a cell phone?
Blade lands through the skylight. Glass flies everywhere. Vampires cower. Danica retreats. Grimwood charges. Grimwood flies. Blade exits vault. King shows cuffs.
No help here.
King struggles to stand. The vampires sprint up the stairs. Blade marches toward the penthouse guards. Guards down. Blade climbs stairs. Abby drops by King.
Are you alright?
Yeah.
Where's Zoe?
Drake's got her.
Okay.
Abby aims the gun forward. King's chains break.
Thank you.
Abby hands him a bag.
Bunch of toys.
She ruffles his hair.
Try to keep up.
Abby jogs away. Blade climbs the stairs. Hand combat. Blade ashes vampires. A stampede. Abby faces a vampire. She ashes him with toe knife.
Oh!
Blade and Abby Ash multiple vampires. An armed King runs upstairs. Blade ashes a dozen with a boomerang knife.
Abby!
Abby hugs Zoe.
You okay? Okay, let's get you out of here.
Watch out!
Abby Ash is a vampire behind with the Ark, frees Zoe from the restraints. King sprints over a metal ramp and marches forward. King's march comes to a halt. His gaze fixed on the floor. King faces Pac-Man.
Fuck me.
Two large Rottweilers appear on either side of Pac-Man.
Fuck me sideways.
The dogs stand immobile, King retreats crouched.
Oh yeah. He's a cute little guy, aren't ya? Good little puppies. Yeah, you gonna stay? Stay. Oh, there's a pretty smile. Yeah.
Jaws open as King darts. King sprints away with dogs at his heels. King snags on an overhead beam, the dogs crash into the glass, fall out the building, King swaggers away from the broken window, he turns back and holds up his middle finger at the window. He falls on his back into the vault through the broken skylight, Grimwood gazes down on him.
Hey dickface, you seen my dog?
Have you tried the lobby? Thank you!
He grabs King's neck. Flings King at the wall.
Fuck.
Come on, King.
This.
A grim-faced King pushes himself off the floor. Grimwood snarls. Abby shoots the electricity panels. Blade moves in the dark. Blade stands across a long table from an armored Drake.
Blade. Ready to die.
Blade reaches back.
I was born ready, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. I like that.
Drake with a sword in hand. Blade dodges. Blade sheds his coat. They charge. King wrestles Grimwood. King puts Grimwood in an arm lock. Breaks it, Drake charges at Blade. Grimwood straightens his broken arm. Abby Ashes Asher. Abby's aims at two vampires. Double kill. King crawls. King grabs UV bullet. Abby watches Blade fight Drake. Grimwood grabs King's hair. King stuffs bullet in Grimwood's mouth. King's uppercut. Grimwood ashes, Abby with her bow overhead. King tackles Danica. Blade kicks Drake flies. Hits the wall. Drake's skin undulates, he lunges. Blade loses sword. Blade tackles Drake, Drake's sword flies in an arc. Drake lunges at Blade. He slams Blade, the floor collapses, Drake morphs. Drake grows demonic. He holds Blade up. Flings Blade. Blade hits beams as he falls on his back. Danica sends King flying, he struggles to stand. Blade rises, punches Drake's gut. Drake drags Blade by ankle. Blade kicks free. Drake sends Blade flying. Blade falls limp. Drake grabs sword. Abby aims.
Are you ready to die, motherfucker?
Drake raises sword. Virus arrowhead. Arrow catch. Drake drops arrow, Abby reloads. Blade stabs Drake with arrow. Drake staggers. Drake's internal organs decompose into a dark mass, as does his heart. Blade falls back, Drake kneels, retches. Drake collapses and sprays blood cells in air. Plague virus blackens the red cells. Blackened cells fly in the air. Abby hangs over the beams above. All blood particulate in the air disintegrates into black. A vampire slides on floor choking. Another chokes and collapses with black dots forming on his face. Danica chokes King above.
Give it up. Come on, give it up, King. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up.
The blackened particles rise above, fallen vampires worsen, their faces decompose. The particles blow forth toward Danica choking King on the stairs. Danica releases King. She breathes hard as her face blackens. King rises as Danica falls.
Hang in there, kitten. I'll get help.
King climbs stairs, Danica rides, Drake in human form. He lies on his back gazing at the arrow, chucks it aside. He gazes over at Blade lying a feet away.
Funny, isn't it? All this time, my people were trying to create a new kind of vampire. When one already existed. I don't need to survive. The future of our race rests with you.
Drake grins at Blade.
You fought with honor. I respect that. Allow me a parting gift. But remember this. Sooner or later, the thirst always wins.
Blade raises his head. Drake's face strains, head falls back. Drake lays his head back, grows immobile, an aerial view of Drake and Blade lying on the collapsed floor debris. Blade leans his head back. A time lapse of the sky outside, sun rises in the penthouse background. Sun rays drape over the staircase, Danica ashes. Drake's bare torso bears marks on the chest with veins grown visible in the neck. Blade lies on his back on the broken floor slabs. Abby and King reach the same floor. They rush through the doors over to Blade's side. In an unsettled sense, King staggers closer, Abby kneels by Blade. Abby glances at King's bloodied face, King's jaw clenches. In an unsettled sense, the SWAT team arrives. They stalk forward through the penthouse with automatic rifles pointed forward. A penthouse crawls with SWAT team members. Agent Ray enters. He notices Danica's glowing ashy remains on the stairs. He pauses, turns to look at the sun. SWAT team members stalk forward in the lobby. Below them, SWAT team members explore the vault. Agent Ray and other officers approach the collapsed floor. Ray steps over the slabs with a frown. A topless Blade lies alone atop the broken slabs. An aerial view of Danica's building as birds fly by. Cut to black. Blade's body lies on an autopsy table. A woman in scrubs brings forth a tray of surgical tools as Agent Ray walks in. Two more people in scrubs appear, one lifts a scalpel.
And Drake's final gift? Let's just say the FBI got their body.
The doctor retreats as the skin begins to bubble and change.
Just wasn't the one they were banking on.
Blade's tattooed body transforms into Drake's scarred veiny body. Agent Ray frowns as doctors exchange glances. Agent Ray's mouth hangs open. He gapes at a frowning Agent Hale.
Blade was still out there somewhere, doing what he did best.
City traffic time lapse.
He was a weapon. His life was a war.
Skies transition into night.
And everybody knows the war never ends.
City lights reflected in Blade's shades. Blade rides away. Blade swings sword and sheathes it. Written and directed by David S. Goyer. Blade lands into the vault.
Yo, yo, it's the feast of the blood was sent. Unleash the beast within.
Blade character created for Marvel Comics by Marv Wolfman and Gene Colan.
The shape-shifting mirror image flash prototype. The everlasting division, the red blattotype.
tornado right through your jugular veins. That's
with a vengeance, the father of your descendants, and I can't be deflected by your silver cross pendants. Bloody holy water, you make the false images. What's weed from the sickle? Your life diminishes. Sting like the scorpion, strike with the force of king. My blood is known to revitalize the corpse of men. In the last days, they said the dead would walk again. The blind, deaf, and the dumb.
Credits roll. Written and directed by David S. Goyer. Character by Marv Wolfman and Gene Colan. Produced by David S. Goyer, Peter Frankfurt, Lynn Harris, executive producers Stan Lee and others. Music by Ramin Djawadi RZA. Starring Wesley Snipes as Blade, Kris Kristofferson as Whistler, Jessica Biel as Abby, Ryan Reynolds as King, Dominic Purcell as Drake, Parker Posey as Danica, John Michael Higgins as Dr. Vance. Additional credits roll.
Allow me a parting gift. But remember this.